Time to talk some NRL from Channel 7. Josh Masood joins me. G'day, Josh.
G'day.
What a great win last night in terms of just a clinical exhibition from Melbourne Storm over the Panthers.
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it? Can you believe between the 20th and the 70th minute, the guts of the game, Penrith had 70% of possession. That's absolutely enormous. It placed a huge amount of pressure on Melbourne Storm's defensive systems, and they came through with flying colours. They just repelled wave after wave of Penrith attack, particularly there in the second half, and then turned it around with quite a brilliant piece of risky attacking play from the scrum, a blindside move that saw Josh Adokar go the length of the field and seal their fifth straight win of the year, the only team in the NRL to be undefeated. He just keeps doing it every year, Craig Bellamy, the Melbourne Storm. They start every year very, very well. And, of course, that's so important because of the strain that State of Origin places on their representative players.
Josh, their goal line defence last night was un-bloody-believable. They just stopped them time after time after, and you were just sitting there literally watching it thinking, they're going to get over in a minute. Surely they get over in this set of six.
And the motto for the Melbourne Storm is to always have more purple jerseys on the play. So whether that's a ball on the ground or a man that needs to be tackled, they just want to have more purple jerseys there. And no matter who is wearing those purple jerseys, they get the job done. No Jordan McLean, no Tohu Harris, no Cameron Munster. They're three massive outs. The guys who come into the team, and they had a debutant last night. They just keep on doing the job. It was a tremendous effort. And to win that game by 22 points probably wasn't a fair reflection of Penrith's effort. They're a very good team. They actually started the season as premiership favourites alongside Melbourne. And I thought the contest befitted that. But the final score, 28-6, it just shows how far ahead Melbourne are of the rest at the moment.
Josh, you mentioned that that blindside try that they scored, literally running the length of the field. It was on the back of a huddle with the players, and we saw Cameron Smith in that huddle talking to the players. Did he do like a, you know, a Joe Montana or a Tom Brady and call a play there that they actually ran on the back of that scrum?
Well, I'm so glad that you noticed that, because I was sitting three rows from the front right in line with that. And what are they cooking up here? After defending four straight sets, most teams would have just been relieved. They would have been high-fiving, back-slapping, just happy to get out of it. And let's remember they were up 12 points as well. So they pretty much had the game in the bank with 9 minutes to go, but not Cameron Smith. He still, I think that's what it was all about. It was an extremely risky play to go the blind side, 10 metres out from your own line after you've done all that defence. Josh Adokar, there was only a couple of blades of grass between him and the sideline when he skirted those defenders. But it was a brilliant roll of the dice, and it just shows that there's more to this team than people give them credit for. They're often maligned as a machine, as being too methodical, too clinical. Well, that shows that they've got a lot of creativity. And that Cameron Smith, not only is he their captain, he's virtually a coach on the field. He's just irreplaceable. And also a huge bonus for him last night, becoming the NRL player who's recorded the most wins in their single career.
238 first-grade wins. That's astonishing in itself. That'd be a great record for a team, let alone a bloke.
Well, it is, isn't it, when you consider not many players even get to play that many games. And
correct.
It shows you his winning percentage and his influence on this team. The next question, I suppose, when all the superlatives are run out, and they probably did 5 years ago, is how long can he keep going for? He's contracted until the end of next year. His body just doesn't show any signs of slowing down. His mind definitely doesn't, as was illustrated by that huddle. I still think he can go till probably 36, 37, and possibly become the oldest ever player to have played the game as well. And he'll set a record for not only the number of wins, but the number of games played that I don't think will ever be matched.
Yeah, no, he's an astonishing athlete, an astonishing rugby league player. There's no doubt about that. He'll be up there with the Wally Lewis of the world and revered in that way. Tell you who I thought was terrific last night was Will Chambers, just both defensively and in attack. He was just superb last night.
And the guy playing opposite him, Tyrone Peachey, he'd probably been the fourth centre of the comp over the first month and had designs on playing State of Origin. Yeah, Will Chambers gave him a bit of a bath, particularly in the first half, setting up a try and scoring another himself. I suppose if there's been one criticism of Will Chambers is that he doesn't pass the ball enough.
Yep.
I thought he picked that quite well last night. He gave Suli a couple of tries as well on the wing there in his return game. So, yes, he was very good. And he's also off contract too. Melbourne are yet to secure him, and I understand that going back to rugby is an option for Will Chambers. So that's a definite wait and see. That would be a huge loss for Melbourne if he were to go.
Well, Melbourne have been losing them left, right and centre in the last sort of 6 or 8 months. I mean, Harris, who you mentioned earlier, we haven't even seen this year, and he's off at the end of this year.
Yeah, he's off to the New Zealand Warriors, of course, and we mentioned Jordan McLean, who's been out with injury. He's going to the North Queensland Cowboys. but they've kept some good ones as well. Jesse Bromwich had a massive offer from the New Zealand Warriors, and he turned that down. And some of their younger forwards, like Big Nelson, he started last night. There's no bigger player in the NRL, Nelson Solomona. He's decided to stay at the Melbourne Storm as well. Joe Simpson as well, he's there as well. So some of the younger forwards are committing. Christian Welsh too. So
Finucane they signed this week, didn't they? Didn't they get Finucane? They got Finucane across the line this week
Finucane
as well?
For 4 years as well. Yeah, a massive offer from Newcastle as well. So, I mean, when you've been successful for so long, you just can't keep them all. I know Craig Bellamy was very disappointed about Tohu Harris. I think he expected to keep him after losing Kevin Proctor to the Gold Coast, and that was a huge disappointment for Craig. But, geez, when you've got, you know, 10 or 11 of your top players off, I think if you can keep 8 or 9, particularly the young ones, particularly the next generation, you need to be constantly reinvigorating your roster. You can't let it go stale. And that's what Melbourne definitely haven't done, and that's why they remain perpetually the best team in the NRL.
Yeah, you can't blame the players for, you know, taking the offers that are on the table, but as you mentioned, with Harris and also with, I guess, McLean's the other one that they probably would have been a little bit irked with, given the circumstances that he's been under in his time at Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, McLean, I think they understood. McLean's mother lives up in North Queensland, and so he had some family reasons. I think his partner as well is from that part of the world.
Yep.
So he had some family reasons to go there, and the dollars were absolutely huge. I think the Tohu Harris one, I think it was more the surprise that it took Melbourne by. I don't think maybe they thought that they maybe had a chance to keep him on the terms that they wanted to keep him, that it was sort of done very quickly, almost, I don't like to say behind their backs, but it caught Craig Bellamy by surprise, and he was disappointed. But we'll always see with these Melbourne Storm players going elsewhere how good they are in a different system. That's what we're fascinated by in Sydney when these Melbourne players go to a Sydney club. They're just not the same players. Apart from Greg Inglis, I can't really think of one that's left the Melbourne Storm system and has become a better player.
Yeah, and that's a very, very good point you make, Josh. Hey, sets it up for a big game next Sunday, the grand final rematch.
It does, and not many teams win six in a row in the NRL, so I thought actually Melbourne might have been due for a loss. They were very unconvincing against the West Tigers in round four at Leichhardt, only just got over the line there, but couldn't have been more convincing last night, so they're definitely back on the horse. Cronulla, on the other hand, very, very clunky yesterday against Newcastle, the wooden spoon favourites. Left it until the last 2 minutes of James Maloney field goal, getting them over the line. And it's actually quite strange that the grand final rematch is being played in Melbourne. Normally the winner gets to host the first one.
Yep.
So that's a huge bonus for the Storm. What a great crowd last night as well. Amy Park was absolutely pumping. I expect, you know, there to be maybe 20, 21,000 there next weekend. So it'll be a truly great occasion. And Melbourne with a big, big point to prove after losing that grand final in heartbreaking circumstances last year.
Oh, don't mention the war, Josh, will you? good on you, Josh. Appreciate your time. Thanks for that.
Anytime, a pleasure.
Josh Masood there joining us from Channel 7, talking some NRL on the back of a terrific win by the Storm last night, 28-6 over the Panthers, and they take on Cronulla this Sunday in the grand final rematch. Should be a beauty.